This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm playing today to avenge my friend Flash's loss. He played 2 Mondays ago. Let's go.
I love this. Where can you find the Empire State Building?
New York.
Correct. What band sang about being an Eggman and a walrus?
The Beatles.
Yes. What restaurant has used the slogan, eating good in the neighborhood?
Applebee's.
Yes. What show does Anya Taylor-Joy play a chess prodigy?
Pass. Big Bang Theory. I don't know.
No. Emily Armstrong is the new lead singer of what band?
Linkin Park.
Correct. Playground of Europe is the nickname of what country?
Italy, France.
No.
Russia.
No. What 1997 biopic did Jennifer Lopez star in where she plays a singer who tragically was killed?
Selena.
Correct. How many sides in total would 3 triangles and 3 rectangles have?
Wow. 3 triangles and 3 rectangles. 12 is not my answer. And 3 rectangles. 24.
No.
3 give me a sec. 21.
Correct.
Jeez.
Jeff, I loved that effort.
Oh my gosh.
You know what? Ouch. Nothing like a fun math question to wake your brain up, right? God.
Right or at the something. End there too. Oh. Just full panic mode for me too. I was like, oh God.
Well, Jeff,
Steve's brain is going to explode on that one.
You ended up getting 6 correct.
Okay, I'll take it.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just glad you got that question right.
That was wild.
You really were working it there. Your brain was going a mile a minute.
Yes.
I think Steve's will do the same, and he probably won't get it right, so.
Ouch.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Where can you find the Empire State Building?
In New York.
Yes. What band sang about being an Eggman and a walrus?
Oh, I was about to say the Beastie Boys, but it's the Beatles.
Correct. What restaurant has used the slogan, eating good in the neighborhood?
Applebee's.
Yes. Woo! What show does Anya Taylor-Joy play a chess prodigy?
Is that the Queen's Gambit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Emily Armstrong is the new lead singer of what band?
Oh, Linkin Park.
You know it. Playground of Europe is the nickname of what country?
Italy?
No.
Greece?
No.
France?
No. Mm. What 1997 biopic did Jennifer Lopez star in where she plays a singer who was tragically killed?
Oh, Selena.
Correct. How many sides in total would 3 triangles and 3 rectangles have?
21.
What? Yes. Lamar Jackson is the starting quarterback for what team?
The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah. The streaming service Peacock first launched in what early 2020s year?
2021.
No.
2022.
No.
2020.
Yes.
I wouldn't give that to me if I was you.
Well, it doesn't matter because you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-6.
Yeah, Terry.
Jeff.
Good news.
Not only is Flash a loser, but you're a loser too.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
That was the opposite of what I wanted to do for my friend.
Sure was.
Good news is Jeff and Puyallup will be in Puyallup later today because all of us on the show. We're going to the Washington State Fair. We'll be there right when it opens. Close to it.
So bummed that it's not called the Puyallup Fair.
I know.
Puyallup. Like, it was so good.
I get it's the biggest fair, and you want to kind of embrace all of Washington, but
you're right. But it's
in Puyallup. The Puyallup Fair just sounded better, and the jingle was so much cooler.
So much cooler.
Puyallup.
Playground of Europe is the nickname of what country?
I don't know.
Switzerland.
Oh.
I know.
I wonder why.
Because they got chocolate and cheese.
And skiing, I think.
I
thought it'd be like Amsterdam.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, it makes sense
You're
now.
Really selling right? it. Yeah, You're really selling it.
Now that we talk about it, it is the playground of yours.
Yeah,
Steve, you missed Sarah breaking Jeff's brain with the triangle question. So I think that I'm actually very impressed as well that you got that so quick.
I got lucky. I mean, I was like, I think this is it, but I was like, it's either 19 or 21.
I don't know how you did that so fast. And Jeff was thinking out loud.
Mm.
So I thought you were going to do the same. And then you were silent and you got it.
Like a silent assassin.
Congrats, you won. Impressed.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Show Wear Center in Kent with Godsmack and Hailstorm. And something very exciting is happening this Friday. If you sign up to donate blood through Bloodworks Northwest at the Show Wear Center, you're going to be entered for the chance to win tickets to the show. And not just any tickets, VIP tickets.
Oh, come hang out with us.
Heck yeah. So go sign up at KISW.com. And thanks for donating blood. I believe in this area, we need 1,000 people per day to keep up with the demand to donate blood. So let's get after it, Rockaholics. Yesterday, the Seahawks won their first game of the season. And Migs, something happened during the broadcast that really confused you.
And it wasn't the back rub from Marshawn Lynch. Although that was weird and awesome at the same time. But there was just something strange that happened. I want to see if I'm just a weirdo, or if you guys are picking up on what I'm throwing down as well.
All right, we're going to find out if it's weird or not after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks won yesterday 26-20 in the season opener against the Denver Broncos. And man, it felt so good to have football back.
It was so much fun to watch the game. It was a little infuriating at first, but it was exciting to see our defense. Oh my goodness. That got me excited for the season to see how well coached up they were by the new coach, Mike McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was doing a lot of packing up and organizing this weekend, so I didn't get to watch much of the game. So, Steve Miggs, you need to tell me about this. Something strange happened during the game that kind of confused you a little bit.
Yes. So, I want you to hear the audio and see if maybe my hearing is messed up, which it could be. I've been playing in bands and playing music my entire life. So, maybe I'm hearing it weird. And I don't know if Danny, you picked up on this. I know Danny was watching the game because Danny and I... we are texting the entire time the game is happening, and typically we get pretty unhinged at times. It's very like the high of highs, the low of lows. One minute like, F this team, I hate this team. The next minute I'm, I freaking love the defense on this team. Like, we are such losers.
I love that.
Like, if you read our text, you'd be like, you two just need to like put your phone down.
Yeah.
But there was a part during the game where one of the announcers said something about one of our players, and I don't know if I heard it right. Here, listen and let me know if you notice this.
Well, that time, Geno again feeling some heat, but he still is able to deliver it to Tyler Lockie.
Lockie?
Lockie!
Maybe that's the nickname.
I've never heard that before.
Lockie!
And I know, like, the announcers, they keep calling DK DJ, which I think is funny. But, so I'm like, Lockie? And then, later on in the game...
and he's at 100 yards exactly after his 18th run of the day. This time it's Lockie.
So I'm like, is it an accent or is it something? And I'm like, no, I think this guy just kept calling him Tyler Lockie.
What if they're really good friends outside of, you know, the game and that's his nickname for him?
He's able to deliver it to Tyler Lockie.
Tyler Lockie. Guy's been playing in the league for over 10 years. I know he's very underrated. He kind of flies under the radar. He's a very chill dude. He's not like the kind of guy that's like, that commands all the attention on him. But low key, been one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, definitely for the Seahawks, for the last decade.
I mean, did you see anyone on X bring this up or anything like that? Like, was he getting called out?
Here's my thing. When I watch the Seahawks, I stay off social media.
Oh, yeah.
Because people are just wait. I mean, Danny and I are unhinged on our text chats. Every once in a while, I'll go back, and it is fun to go back and read some of the tweets that people put in social media posts that people put up there before the game is over. Like, how much they hate the team, or this is awful, or they suck, or I miss Pete Carroll already. And I'm like, man, you guys, there's a very short leash on this coach on Seahawks social media.
Yeah, way to bring the room down, man.
I definitely think that one of the stranger things was while you're watching the game, I was like, who's this guy giving Coach McDonald a back rub? And it turned out it was Marshawn Lynch. And it wasn't like during halftime or in between quarters. I think it was in the first quarter while they were still playing. He just gets up behind Coach McDonald, just starts rubbing his shoulders and just starts having a conversation while he's trying to coach the game.
Oh, I'm excited.
And then afterwards, Mike McDonald was asked about it during the press conference.
Yeah, I've never had a former player talk to me mid-game. It's pretty cool. I was like, you know, we have like another three quarters to play. But just to see those guys around, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, he's one of my favorite players of all time. I mean, he's incredible. Yeah, he's funny. He's cool. Like, he came out right behind me, and I found myself talking to him as they were taking the field. I was like, oh, shoot, I need a call on first down.
What did he say?
Honestly, I don't know. He's talking about our defense.
Is that your first in-game necro?
Is that what he did? Yeah, I guess I blacked out.
I love his sense of humor. Mike McDonald's great.
Honestly, though, if I could like have my massage therapist be a former NFL player, that would probably be great because those are some good, strong hands.
As long as he keeps it on the shoulders and, you know, doesn't do a...
grabbing my ding-ding.
That might make it awkward during the game.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Hawks, we are going to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks had a victory over the Broncos yesterday, 26-20. And joining us now is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can hear that podcast wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Good morning, Mitch Levy. Go Hawks.
Mitch.
Mixy, where have you taken showers, sir? Please.
Lots of places, on hockey locker rooms, here at the station. Wherever there's a shower, I'm taking them, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people give you odd looks like, what? Why are you in our showers?
Yes, especially when it's people I don't know. Absolutely. I keep the door. No, Mitch, before we get to go anywhere with the Seahawks, I feel like I need to start things off on the right foot. So hold on 1 second. You know, as an adult, I have to put on a jersey.
No.
There we go. Now I'm ready to do this segment.
Oh. It's a Mariners jersey. What? Turn around. What do you got on the back? Let me see. Oh, J.P. Crawford. Why J.P. Crawford? Of all the people to go with, why J.P. Crawford?
Because I like the number 3 and he has tattoos like me. I'm a very mature man when I pick my favorite players there, Mitch.
I'm glad that you're very mature, Migsy. Hey, we're one step closer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To 12-5, Migsy, aren't we? Aren't we close?
I'm telling you, man, everything's great. It's all sunshine, ponies, and rainbows right now here.
Oh, my God. It wasn't as stress-free as we would have liked, Taryn, on Sunday with the Seahawks 26-20 victory over the Broncos, but we'll take it. And as I always used to say on the radio when I was on the radio, not with you guys, but when I was on the radio doing my own thing, I used to say that the second week in January when the season's over, there's only one thing that's going to matter about the September 8th game between the Seahawks and the Broncos. Literally only one thing that will have any relevance, and that is, did they win it or did they lose it? No one will care. We might remember, but no one will care. And there is no significance to whether they played well or played poorly in a win over the Broncos. And by the way, I would say that if they won 112-0 yesterday, I would say the same thing. On September, whatever it is, on January like 5th or 6th or 7th when the season ends, the September the 8th game, the September the 15th game, the September the 22nd game, all that matters is, did you win it or did you lose it? Doesn't matter how you play.
Mitch, I was excited to talk to you because there's that part during the game where, you know, they go into halftime, you're like, man, this offense is just the offensive line. Everything about this is just beyond frustrating. And then, unlike the Seahawks of the last few years, they made adjustments. And I was like, what team is this? This is amazing. They actually made adjustments.
Yeah, I don't remember you complaining about this last year when Pete Carroll was the coach, that they weren't making adjustments at halftime. Why is it that I'm now hearing you a year later complaining about last year? Why wouldn't you complain last year? You never complained. All you said was, oh, they're going to win next week. Oh, they're going to win the following.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
the Seahawks. We weren't watching the game. And
I'm an adult man wearing a jersey. This is all you said last year. Now a year later.
You have selective hearing.
Now a year later, big shot over there, Taryn. Big shots over there. Hey, we made adjustments. We never used to make adjustments. You never said we never made adjustments at halftime last year.
I absolutely did. You just choose not to listen to me.
No, you're just a running front runner is what you are. And yes, the answer to the question is they made adjustments. And by the way, I think if you want to double down on your thought about the adjustments at halftime yesterday, you could say this. That remember who the new offensive coordinator is?
Ryan Grubb.
Ryan Grubb and where he came from, the University of Washington, and what he really likes to do, and that is throw the ball, and the pass kind of is featured. It sets up the run as opposed to the other way around. So this was against a little bit his nature, I think, at halftime to come out. We knew it was going to happen because when the sideline reporter interviewed Mike McDonald going to halftime, I don't know if you caught that interview when you were frustrated and you were saying to everybody around you, Pete Carroll never made adjustments at halftime, even though you never said that when Pete Carroll was the head coach.
My blind dog was listening to me complain the entire time.
Okay, well, he said to the sideline reporter on the TV yesterday when she asked, what do we do to help out the offensive line, who's just terrible? I mean, what do we do? And his answer was, we run the ball. We come out in the second half and we run the ball. And they came out in the second half, anti-typical Ryan Grubb. They ran the ball. Kenneth Walker was great. The offensive line played a lot better. They ran, went down the field. But here's the interesting thing. Did you think at halftime, and of course I know the answer to this question, why Mitch Levy even asked this question of Miggsy, but I will.
I'm smelling sarcasm from there.
I'll fall for your freaking trap. But at halftime when you were super frustrated with the Seahawks and they were trailing, was there a thought in your mind they were going to lose the game? They were going to lose this football game and be 0-1?
No, of course not. I knew they were going to win.
The eternal optimist.
Fucking crazy. The defense was playing fierce.
Taryn, how frustrated was he if he knew they were going to win anyway? What was the level of frustration?
Mitch, no. You can follow him at Mitch_Seattle, and you can check out Mitch's podcast, Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch, we do have some more questions for you about the game, plus some other craziness that happened in the NFL. So we will be back with Mitch after Radiohead. This morning, we have been chatting with Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can hear it wherever you listen to your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. And Steve Miggs, we're talking about the Seahawks' victory 26-20 over the Broncos. And you have a question for Mitch.
I do. Mitch, I have a ridiculous question for you.
Oh, there's a shock. Go ahead.
It's almost as ridiculous as thinking that adults can't wear jerseys, but it has something to do with jerseys as well.
I didn't say they can't wear jerseys. They just got to accept the consequences.
What are the consequences?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that think, hey, just, you know, you're 90 now. You don't need to be wearing a jersey. But go ahead. What's your question?
I do feel like I've aged. I feel like I've turned 90 just by talking to you. You've been aging as this entire segment's going. All right. So Tyrell Dodson, who I thought had a great game. What's up with number zero, though?
Well, Devin Bush wore zero last year, I think. He was a linebacker for the Seahawks. Again, you didn't notice that last year. You're only noticing this year.
I'm talking about right now, 2024, Mitch. And it bothers
me. I don't know why. You know, zeros and ones and, you know, linebackers, it was always reserved. You were always reserved for like 50, 51, 52, 53, especially inside linebackers. I can't answer the number question, why number zero, but that's a good question for him. And I'm sure if you called Seahawks PR, call Dave Pearson and say, hey, we'd like to have Tyrell Dodson on, and the most hard-hitting question we're going to ask him is, why are you wearing number zero? That's the type of interviews I think the Seahawks really like, so I'm sure Dodson will be in the very next morning.
Well, especially when Blitz is still wearing zero. I mean, how do you have your mascot wear zero at the same time as the player?
Really?
Yes.
Really, that's the problem. Blitz is that you don't want Blitz and the linebacker wearing the same number. Hey, listen.
I'm confused on who's who.
We've got to tip our caps to Tyrell Dodson and the entire defense, don't we? I mean, for as scary as the offensive line played, especially in the first half, the defense looked really, really good. I think I said to you guys last week, maybe it was on Mitch Unfiltered, I'm sure I said it, a version of it to you. I felt like the opponent yesterday was the softest possible landing for the Seahawks. I mean, it was almost a must-win situation in the way that just to keep community involvement and excitement around the new regime, Mike McDonald, the new coach, they had to win the game yesterday. Not mathematically, obviously. It's only the first game of the season. But, you know, the Denver Broncos come in. They're not a good they're not going to be in the playoffs. Their offense is probably going to ultimately be 25-32 down near the very bottom. They're starting a quarterback who's just out of college. He's never started a game. Here, with the extra excitement of the 12s, it's opening day. You could not lose that game. And I really felt like, and it's the reason I asked you my silly question, which was, did you feel like they were ever going to lose at halftime? I never felt, and I'm the most passionate pessimist that there is. I think they're going to lose every game. They could be up 45-0 at halftime, and Mitch Levy thinks they're going to somehow give up 47 in the second half and lose. But there was never a moment, either going into the game or then watching how the game was played in the first half, that I thought that ultimately the Seahawks wouldn't win the game, because it was just that kind of an opponent. It was a perfectly, you know, obviously it's by chance. They didn't pick the opponent. But I thought the Denver Broncos and what they had to offer yesterday was the perfect first opponent. But having said that, the defense, which we all waited to see, because this Mike McDonald is one of the young defensive. The reason they brought him in here was because of his defensive mentality. He had them blitzing from different angles. He was disguising the blitz. They were aggressive. They were fast. The DBs were fast yesterday. The safeties, I thought, both played a really good game, and I've been concerned about the safeties. I think defensively, there's reason to be really optimism. You just have to take it all with a little bit of a grain of salt because of who the opponent was. But hey, 1-0, we'll take it. We're off to New England, Foxborough next week to face a Patriots team, by the way, that was supposed to be terrible. And all they did was go to Cincinnati and beat the Bengals yesterday. So who figures, right?
Now, Mitch, would you be okay with us switching gears for a second? I want to show you.
What are you showing?
I'm showing you over Zoom my new bedazzled Cougar water jug. And going into Apple Cup this weekend, I was just wondering if I could get your take on what we might expect from this legendary, longstanding matchup.
My first take, Taryn, is this is the weirdest Apple Cup. This is the weirdest situation.
It is.
I mean, first of all, the Apple Cup should not be played in September.
No.
Second of all, the Apple Cup should not be played at a NFL stadium. It should be either on the campus of Washington State or the University of Washington. Thirdly, it should not be on the Peacock Network. I mean, do you even know where to find the Peacock Network, Taryn? I mean, if I gave you a compass and a map, could you find the Peacock?
What are you guys talking about? You got the WWE on the Peacock Network. I can't believe you guys aren't watching that.
Oh, boy.
What does WWE stand for?
The World Wildlife Environment thing. Yes. About the pandas and stuff, of course.
So it's just, you got a team that's in the Big Ten against a team that has no conference. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. That being said, I'm curious to watch the game. I'm curious that I'm happy it's not on the Big Ten Network, because that means those of us with Comcast can actually watch the game.
Right.
I'm not sure who's going to win the game. I think your Cougs are underdogs, Taryn, but I'm not sure they're not going to win the game. They certainly have played the better opposition. I think this past weekend's win over Texas Tech was a really good win for Washington State. Washington hasn't played anybody yet. We have no idea. So I think it's pretty much a coin flip. I would not be surprised if your Cougars, your bedazzled Cougars, TD, somehow come away with a victory over Jed Fish. Although I thought going in that Jed Fish would start 4-0. So I guess I have to stand by my commitment, because I'm not a weasel like Migsy putting on jerseys at 90 years old. But I'll stand by my Washington pick, but I think it's going to be a close game. I think it could be a game that could go either way on Saturday.
Hey, speaking of jerseys, I do have to ask you a question about Russell Wilson. Can we talk about Russell Wilson, the fact that he was listed as inactive because of his calf injury, yet he was still on the sidelines in full gear, acting like he's ready to go in at any given moment?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he tried in, I don't know the story, but I guess he tried in pregame to play. He was supposed to be the starting quarterback. And then I guess pregame physically, he didn't feel right, and they started Justin Fields. And so Russell was on the sideline being a backup quarterback, I guess, yesterday. But they didn't play particularly well against the Falcons. So I would imagine that as soon as he's ready, he's going to get the shot. I thought the most interesting thing, and I know you guys have to run, I thought one of the more interesting images from yesterday's week one in the NFL was Tyreek Hill. Did you see the Tyreek Hill story? Isn't that crazy?
What exactly happened?
I don't know that we know yet. I think we're going to find out today, tomorrow, what happened. My guess is he was driving recklessly right near the stadium. I know the area where he was pulled over. I know that area very well. There's thousands and thousands of pedestrians going into the stadium, and he's driving like a lunatic, and who knows what he said to the officers. I'm not condoning the action. I don't know what he said or what he did to find himself face first on the pavement with four officers around him in handcuffs. But what a crazy thing to happen on the way to the first game of the right in the parking lot of the stadium. I've never seen anything like that before. And then he goes out and he catches 130 yards with the passes and a touchdown, and they win the game. Like, it was nothing. So.
And also, yesterday we got to see illustrate how crazy New York football fans are. That I guess that Giants game did not go very well for Daniel Johnson. As people are leaving the game, they're taking his jersey off and setting it on fire outside of the stadium. I'm like, what the hell? Those jerseys were ugly, by the way.
Yeah, but Migsy, you'll notice that the people that were taking his jersey off, Daniel Jones' jersey off, and getting rid of it, they were in their 20s and teens. You know, because
they're growing up.
They wearing jerseys. Yeah, they weren't old.
No,
you know, wrestlers in their 80s trying to bring back their youth, and not willing to let go. They were young people.
All of us midlife crisis football fans kept our jerseys on. They're not that cheap. We understand the value of a dollar when it comes to a jersey. Sure. Yeah.
Don't let them off the hook, Taryn. Do not let them off the hook.
You know I won't. The host of Mitch Unfiltered, Mitch Levy, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And people can listen to your podcast wherever they get their podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next Monday after 2-0 against the Patriots.
Let's go. Oh, wait, what's your score prediction? Real quick.
I haven't looked at it. I mean, yeah, I gave you that on a Thursday. I'm just going to say I think the Seahawks will win.
Okay.
I think the Seahawks will find a way to win. They're 2-0. How about
Let's
that?
Let's go, Hawks.
Love you, Mitch.
Now, how would you like to beat Steve, Rockaholics? He has a record of 254 wins. Sorry, 254, is that right?
Yeah.
Holy cow. I thought it was a typo. 254 in the W column. 73 losses and 43 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
Are you okay?
No.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.